And now you have that shrouded float waiting out there, and the helicopters and tanks. Good day, Sergeant, he said to the air, smiling. This is the way they'd wanted the publicity to start. Something mysterious? Who? Us? By the time they unveiled the artifact, the whole world would be watching. Chapter 6. San Guillermo, California, 1932. The changeling began to construct sentences on its own just after New Year's, but nothing complex, and often it was nonsense or weirdly encoded. It still wasn't quite right, as Jimmy's mother nervously said. The changeling didn't have to acquire intelligence, which it had in abundance, but it had to understand intelligence in a human way. That was a long stretch from any of the aquatic creatures it had successfully mimicked. It came from a race with a high degree of social organization, but had forgotten all of that millennia ago. On Earth, it had lived as a colony of individual creatures in the dark, hot depths. It had lived as a simple mat of protoplasm before that. It had lived in schools of fish, briefly, but most of its recent experience, tens of thousands of years, had been as a lone predator. It had seen that predation was modified in these creatures. They were at the top of the food chain, but animal food had long since been killed by the time they consumed it. It naturally tried to understand the way society was organized in those terms. Food was killed in some hidden or distant location and prepared and distributed by means of mysterious processes. The family unit was organized around food presentation and consumption, though it had other functions. The changeling recognized protection and training of the young from its aquatic associations, but was ignorant about sex and mating. When another large predator approached, it had always interpreted that as aggression and attack. Its kind hadn't reproduced in millions of years. That anachronism had gone the way of death. It didn't know the facts of life. At least one woman was more than willing to provide lessons. When it knew it would be alone for a period, the changeling practiced changing its appearance, using the people it observed as models. Changing its facial features was not too difficult. Cartilage and subcutaneous fat could be moved around in a few minutes, a relatively painless process. Changing the underlying skull was a painful business that took 8 or 10 minutes. Changing the whole body shape took an hour of painful concentration, and was complicated if the body had significantly more or less mass than Jimmy. For less mass, it could remove an arm or a leg and redistribute mass accordingly. The extra part would die unless there was a reason to keep it alive, but that was immaterial. It still provided the right raw materials to reconstruct Jimmy. Making a larger body required taking on flesh, not easy to do. The changeling assimilated Ronnie, the family's old German shepherd, in order to take the form of Jimmy's overweight father. Of course, Ronnie was dead when he was reconstituted. The changeling left the body outside Jimmy's door, and the family just assumed it had gone there to say goodbye. How sweet. The changeling had seen Mr. Barry in a bathing suit, so about 90% of its simulation was accurate. The other 10% might have made Mrs. Barry faint. Similarly, the changeling could, in the dark privacy of Jimmy's bedroom, discard an arm and most of a leg and make itself a piece of flesh that had a shape similar to that of the nurse Deborah, at least the form she apparently had under her uniform, severely corseted. But it had no more detail than a department store dummy. The times being what they were, it could have had free rein of the house and not found any representation of a nude female. It was still months away from being able to simulate anything like social graces, but to satisfy this particular desire, no grace was needed. Precisely at 7:30, Deborah brought in the breakfast tray.
"Please take off your clothes," it said, "and put them on the dresser."
Deborah may or may not have recognized the doctor's voice. She managed not to drop the tray.
"Jimmy, don't be silly."
"Please," Jimmy said, smiling, as she positioned the lap tray. "I would like that very much."
"So would I," she whispered, and glanced.